I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Matt Singer After Show, Season 3, Episode 15. We're in the house. I'm your host, Bria Williams, a super fan since Season 1. And my birthday girl, Trina Dawn, who is a super fan since the Matt Singer South Korean. Hey, birthday girl.
What's up? Hi, thank you.
And also Rob Stiles, who's the mastermind of all things music. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how we doing? How we doing?
Yes. So, of course, you guys, we have to go over the episode. We are down to the top five now, and the competition is getting steep tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll get overall thoughts. Of course, we have our mini game, and of course, we'll head into predictions at the end. So let's just start with the overall thoughts and dive right in. Trina, I'm going to call you birthday girl all episode.
Do it. Whatever you want, Bria. Your show. We're just here. That's really how I feel. I loved this episode. I thought it was way better than last week. I really liked all of the performances. I thought it was fun. I like it better when it's fast moving and it's less people. And, you know, we kind of know what we're getting into. I don't know. I just like the vibe tonight. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, I love the vibe. Like you said, happy birthday once again.
Thank you.
This one was really smooth. It was cleaner. And we had some great performances and a good mixture of genres in between the performers. And just an easy one and pulled off to standard. I really like this episode. And my boy, the frog, of course, killing it. And Turtle.
I was going to say, did you just say frog first?
Yes. The frog, yeah, I love the frog, what he was doing tonight, but of course, it's the turtle. You know me. I'm on that train.
Okay, never mind.
Well, of course, I agree with both of you as far as it just like moving quicker and it being smoother. I like when there's a lesser number of people too, because I feel like we can really engage and just have a better critique and figure out who they are. So that's my thought as well. Of course, you guys, we have to shout you guys out because you guys always make us the ESPN TV talk, and without you, we cannot do this. So, Trina, who is in the chat?
Birthday girl.
Who is in the chat?
Thank you. We've got people wishing me a happy birthday. So, thank you guys. You're all very, very sweet. We've got Tara Balt, Denise Sumiel, our girl Jazzy Jones, and our girl Annabelle Reyna. What's up, guys? Thank you. Please share your thoughts along with us. We know that ours aren't the only ones. So, tell us what you think.
Yes, birthday girl. Give us the energy. Okay, so let's just jump right in. Let's start with the frog who sang Bust a Move by Young MC today. What did you guys think?
I thought he was back at it. I liked this a lot better than last week. I thought the energy was there. I thought it made sense for his voice more. I liked the whole thing that Lil Bow Wow is doing.
Right.
And if anybody's not saying Lil Bow Wow still, I'm confused.
Yes, Rob. definitely Bow Wow, definitely Bow Wow. But wow, once again, I told you guys last week, weeks before this, I didn't know about his level of dance skills, you know? And each performance, he gets better and better. And just looking at this performance, he was rapping, stayed on beat. He was dancing at the same time. And there was this really cool, like, smooth, like, criminal spin move.
Yes.
I really dug that. And, you know, I prefer to sing it, but, I mean, hey, the rapping, he killed it. He killed the rapping here. And
Did you think that move was familiar to you from Which Bow Wow? Move? That spin that you're just talking about?
Yes. I felt like... That's why I said smooth criminal, because I'm thinking about Michael Jackson.
But like Bow Wow has done it before, right? At somewhere, like I felt that. I was like, oh, that's a move that you do.
I don't know, honestly. I have to go and look at some footage from back.
I'm about to, last week I sent you One Direction, and this week I'm about to send you Bow Wow
Direction last week.
Criminal dances.
I'm not surprised on his dance moves, on just his capabilities to be an all-around performer. I'm not surprised. And I don't know if it's because I just was obsessed with Bow Wow at one point in my life, so this isn't really surprising to me, but I think he's fabulous. Of course I think he's amazing, and I think he's just showing us when he takes it all off that he can do it all, so I was here for it.
Wait, does anyone watch Grown Up Hip Hop?
I used to.
Okay, so this week on Growing Up Hip Hop, it's back, and it's a big storyline with him and Angela. Now that Angela and Romeo aren't friends anymore, Bow Wow has now entered the show more, and he's moved to LA, and so him and Angela are hanging out more because he's moved to LA. They keep saying he's in LA for work, not saying for what. So, for the Masked Singer.
He's definitely there. And the clue today with the jet, Bow Wow started that.
Big that time.
What, with the jet?
He took like a picture in a jet and he wasn't really going anywhere. It was just to take a picture in a jet.
Oh, yeah.
That was recent, like 2 years ago, last year even maybe.
I wouldn't even put that a clue if I were him.
Yeah, I know.
Don't let us remember.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But that's how I was like, okay, we know it's him. Robin Thicke is starting to catch on to him, but yeah.
Okay, well, we got people in the chat. We got, everybody, the frog, AKA Bow Wow, did good from Jazzy. We got Bow Wow Can Dance from Tara. Yep.
Bow Wow.
Yep.
Bow Wow.
Okay, well, let's move on to the kitty. Rob, do you want to kick us off with the kitty?
Okay, so the kitty. The choicest song that she sung, Back to Black. I thought it was a good performance, but it was a different performance. I thought she should have been a little bit faster. I think she was singing it just a little bit slow. I think that's because she was trained to sing classically.
Let's say it.
I'm not saying it yet. I'm just saying I think it's because she was taught to sing in a classic way, and so I thought it was like a little too slow. I thought she should have sped up, but the stuff she was doing with the notes are very good, and also the way she changed some of these notes to make them hers, and that's what I'm big on. Like when somebody does a cover, if they make it theirs, and I think she did just a little bit tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that you're right on those notes. She's sounding like she is who everyone thinks she is, but as when she's also making it her own in a different way, I think it's really cool because probably the reason why she's doing the show to highlight a different style of vocal that she's able to do. So I totally agree. I really liked her performance this week. I thought it was probably my favorite one that she has ever done. What'd you think, Bria?
I didn't think it was my favorite one that she's ever done. No, it was my favorite performance from her, but it was just there for me, kind of like it has been for the last 2-ish episodes, but it wasn't bad. It just wasn't an overall performance. Like I said, I thought maybe she could have done something, like Rob said, I thought she could have done something faster, maybe something more upbeat, up tempo, just to have a little bit of fun with it. And this whole entire season, I had no idea besides with the chat and what you guys have been saying on who this person could have been. So I didn't really know what to think of her.
Yeah. So the chat is going again, everyone's telling us it is Jackie Ivanko, I think is how you pronounce it. She is an opera singer and everyone's saying it's her. We got people saying she was a little offbeat, that perhaps she chose the wrong song. And hi Muriel, thank you. And Annabelle said, I really liked the kitty this week. Me too. Me too.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to the rhino. Birthday girl, you want to start us off?
Yeah. What was the name of the song again?
Rhino song saying, You've Lost That Lovin'
Feeling. Lovin' Feeling.
By the Righteous. So,
the Righteous Brothers?
Yeah.
Brothers? Yeah.
Yes.
So good. I don't know. Am I the only one that thinks everything was so good when I watched it? Because you guys keep giving me those looks. I really liked it. To be very honest, with the rhino, I wasn't fully looking at the actual performance because I really just liked the vocal. And I knew what he was probably doing, like just walking around and just singing the vibe of the song. But I really did like the vocal. So that is why I loved it. As far as the performance is concerned, you know, he can't compete with Frog. He can't compete with the Turtle. but I love the vocal.
Yeah. Rob? I wrote in my notes, not a fan. I think I wrote, yeah, not a fan. Not a big fan, I mean. Okay. So sort of a fan, but not a big one. I thought this song, when you're going to go with a safe song, you need to make sure you, like, you know, go safe with the song, but also push it a little bit. You know, if you're already picking a safe song, that gives you the opportunity to be able to push the boundaries a little bit, you know? Sure. There's a difference between singing, I don't know, like a Sublime song and a Whitney Houston song. And I thought this performance felt like something I'd see at like a karaoke bar. Not bad. No, not bad, because I've been in some karaoke joints.
What kind of karaoke?
I've heard some amazing singers in karaoke joints. But this one is, I thought it was like, you know, I don't know, it's like a blue collar or, you know, frat house rendition. Yeah. A good version of that. But I don't know, it was safe choice to me. So I felt he could have pushed it a little bit further. I wasn't the biggest fan of his performance this week.
That's fair.
So for me, I thought that Rhino did what he always does. I think he picked a song that he's good at. I think that if he would push the envelope, kind of how you're saying, Rob, that he wouldn't be his authentic self. So I don't really know how it would come out, because he seems just very, I don't want to say emotional, but just very like gentle. He is always talking about his wife. He's just very loving. And so I feel like the songs he chooses kind of are from that.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, it wasn't the best performance, but it definitely was, I think, was worth another week, in my opinion.
Agree. Should we hear what the chat has to say?
Yes, let's hear it.
Tara, I liked the Rhino today. Jazzy, Rhino was good, but he's been doing the same type of songs. I think he will go home next week. Barry Zito. Everybody, he tried hard. Annabelle wasn't feeling the Rhino. Jazzy agrees with you. Rhino has been keeping it safe. And yes, karaoke. So, you've got people on your sides tonight.
Well, everyone is talking about this is... that this is Barry Zito. So I think for everyone, we have a pretty good like idea of what train we're on. So this is for the sure. Barry Zito train. Yeah. Rob, are you on that train, the Barry Zito train?
Yeah. I mean, from the clues that I've seen, and then also with other people I know who know more about him, and you know, because I have some friends that are San Fran fans. So I now I understand. But I never heard him sing A Day in My Life before now.
Okay. All right. Okay, so let's move along to the Night Angel, who sang Last Dance by Donna Summer. Rob?
Yeah, Rob, you start.
This is me. I'm doing what she did to the song, murdering the song.
In a bad way or a good way?
A good way. No, she, okay. Yeah, she slayed that dragon. That was a really good... I love it. I love it because that song is like, it's something that everybody sings, but once again, it's all about making it yours. And she definitely made that song hers. And like, that's the kind of cover when someone sings that, if they did a whole song, I'd be like, okay, I'd listen to this while there was nobody around.
There you go.
Or when people were around, because that's just
I thought she was really good too. I am always kind of mixed just because I feel like we get a different voice a lot of the time, but this is that voice, that side that I like. So I thought she did a great job. I still don't, I know who everyone thinks she is, but I still can't connect the voice to that group for some reason.
Yeah, it's because Candy, which we all think it's Candy Burris.
Yeah,
I really think she's trying to not necessarily fool us, but I just think herself, because of who she is as a person, I feel like she's just a really like hardworking, tries things differently type of person, where she's just really experimenting with her own voice in this competition. Sure. And she's just trying to do different things and test herself in the best way that she can. And so I think because of that, that's why we're getting all the different dialects and the different voices and everything from her. So, yeah. But it's definitely Candy. I can't wait for her to take that mask off.
The chat is on it. Yeah, Jazzy, Night Angel was better this week. Tara, she did well. Jazzy, it's definitely Candy. Everybody in the chat knows it's Candy. I know it's Candy, even though I don't know it's Candy, you know?
Yeah. I think that's Candy for sure. I don't have.
I just wish I knew based on her vocals now versus her vocals when she was in the group of that voice. I know. You know what I mean? Like, I can't connect it.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well, okay.
We'll see.
All right. Well, last but not least, we have the Turtles and sang Fix You by Coldplay. Birthday girl.
Listen, I love Jesse McCartney. We all know this. And finally, somebody came to their senses and said, Jesse McCartney, thank you, duh. But I would have preferred a different song from him. So I of course think everything he does is great because I love his voice, but would have preferred something a little bigger because we're nearing the end. And not that everybody doesn't think, you know, he's one of the front runners for sure. It just makes me nervous when they don't go all out.
Yeah.
Rob, what do you think? Turtle Train?
I mean, first of all, Turtle goes all out every performance he does. Let me stop. No, I can understand you. Yes, a little bit. He seems like held back a little bit. And with that kind of song, yeah, he has the vocal range where he definitely could have pushed it further than he did. But he did push it. He did push the boundary here. And I think he did a really good rendition of this Coldplay song. And like I said, he's my favorite one of the night because just off the simple notes, the presentation, the atmosphere, all of that. But yeah, he could have pushed just a tiny bit more.
Not even maybe pushed in that song. I think he went as, you know, hard as he could have gone for that song. I just thought maybe a song where he could push harder elsewhere, maybe.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand you.
What'd you think, Brian?
Okay, so Turtle was my number one tonight. I thought he killed it. The second his song started, I was like, way to close this out. Like, that was so good.
You have done it.
Done it. I loved it. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I loved it.
I mean, okay, Rob, you loved the Turtle. Yes.
Yes.
Had you ever listened to Jesse McCartney music prior to this?
I still haven't listened to Jesse McCartney's music.
Okay, well,
I might want to check it out.
To your text messages later. Because his most underrated album was his last album that he released, I think. Or maybe either second to last or last. And I'm going to send you that album. It's a good album. And he didn't get any recognition for it because he wasn't like a young, you know, teeny bopper kid anymore. He was like, you know, a grown man at that time.
Okay. But
album's so good. And that is the Jesse McCartney that is performing these songs, that album, not necessarily like beautiful soul Jesse McCartney from like that era, which okay. I know we love. I love it too, Bria, for sure. But this is like, you know, he's the grown version, obviously.
Send it to me. I'll listen.
I will. I think you're going to like it. And I'm going to send you the music videos too. I'm going to send you the whole thing because he kills it.
You're going to be at the Turtle Train. You have to go hard.
Yeah, apparently.
You got to be on the real him train too. Who was the one that said Jesse McCartney? Do you remember? Nicole, right? Nicole?
Was it Nicole? I think it was Nicole. Nicole, because they did something together. The birthday party. Was it the birthday
party? Yes, the birthday party in Vegas, something like that. Also, we didn't talk about the guest judge. Do you guys know him?
I don't know him.
Okay, so Jeff Dye is an LA-based comedian, but he is known for, like, he did a couple seasons of hosting Extreme Home Makeover, like co-hosting as one of the side hosts, and he's from Guy Code. And those types of shows. And he has a show with, it's an ESPN based show with Terry Bradshaw. Anyway, I think he's so funny. He's such a funny dude. And I'm so glad that he was there because his perspective is so different than any of the judges. They really brought in like Ring Sharon Osbourne to Gordon Ramsay to Jeff Dye. I thought that was fun.
Yes. They really did bring in with the judges this season thus far.
Absolutely. Okay, I'll stop rambling. Go on.
It's okay. We have to talk about now who went home. So let's just kill it because the kitty's gone. Not kill it.
Terrible.
Meow.
Not kill it. You meow.
The kitty is gone.
Who was gone? chat. Right, as always, Jackie Ivanko. Who I didn't know anything about. I didn't know she was in a competition series 10 years ago. Didn't know. What did you guys think?
I was totally clueless. I didn't know who this person was. I mean, it happened 10 years ago.
So I was totally clueless too. And I didn't catch my my recording cut off her singing without the head on. Did you guys see that part? Was that, did
that
she
was
sound different?
Good.
She yeah, yeah, I was going to say, she probably was really good without the head on, huh?
Exactly.
She was. I was like, wow.
And that's why I was perplexed. I'm like, well, how is the rhino still here? And she, like, is gone.
Yeah.
She's good without the mask. On the After the Mask as well, she was really good, too. She did, like, a little stand-up in her home afterwards at the end. Oh. And that was, she was good there, too. It had to have been the mask that was just throwing off the opera and, like, so that classical music in her.
Yeah. That mask, these masks, they're a little heavy, guys.
But yeah.
Should we check in with the chat and see what people are saying? I skipped what they were talking about, Jesse McCartney, so I'm going to go back to that a little bit. People are on that turtle train. They're saying he was the best one tonight. Annabelle said Jesse was her Justin Bieber. Yes, girl. Nicole was the one that said Jesse. And Tara said she remembers Jackie from America's Got Talent. So yeah, it's a matter of if you watched it and then if you followed her after, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, great job, Jackie Ivanko. You made it this far, so you did something right.
Long ways.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, if our producer Ryan is available, we'd love to play a little game.
There he is. Dun dun dun.
Right.
There he is. Hi, Ryan.
Oh, we'd love to hear your voice,
we can't
Ryan.
Hear you. So, guys, we're going to play the lyric challenge game that we've been playing the last couple of times.
You can't
I don't
hear
know
me?
If y'all saw.
You can hear me now right? Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'm here. Yeah, so there's a theme this week, y'all. It's called Broken Heart. And all these songs have to do with having your heart broken. So this is the lyric reading game where I'll just read the lyrics, try to avoid the chorus, of course. And your name is your buzzer. Buzz in with the artist or group that performs that song.
Okay.
Are we all set?
And chat, we know you're a few seconds behind, but we're going to do our best to try to keep you involved in the game, so please guess along with us.
And we have a fun tiebreaker if it ends up in a tie.
All so, right.
Here we go. First one. Tell me why everything turned around. Packing up, shaking up's all you want to do. If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. Open up, everything's waiting for you. I'll do one more time.
It's a boy band, right?
There's a prominent female artist in there, but mostly
oh,
men.
Bria.
Oh.
Black Eyed Peas.
I'll go one more time.
Oh.
Tell me why everything turned around. Packing up, shaking up's all you want to do. If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. Open up, everything's waiting for you. No?
A prominent female artist.
Very prominent. Some might say the best female artist of all time.
What? But it's a rock song because of what you just did.
It's a rock song, yes. From one of the best albums of all time. Anyway, I'll do one more time. And I'll kind of add a little tune to it this time.
Chat, help us.
Help us, chat. Help us, your only hope. Tell me why. Everything turned around. Packing up, shaking up's all you want to do. If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. Open up. Everything's waiting for you. You can do. Go your own way.
Oh, you can man. Call it.
Rob?
You got to the chorus, though, so.
No, it counts. You know it.
Yes, Fleetwood Mac. But
Fleetwood Mac with the female artist, Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah. Rob's on the board with one. Some people are like, ugh, I know the words. Tara Balz was frustrated. Here we go, number two. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say I was wrong. Oh, I know I'm probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know. Whoa. I hope. No one so far? Okay. I hope he buys you flowers. I hope he holds your hand.
Oh, I know.
Oh. Oh,
gives
Bria.
You all his hours. Bria.
Miguel. Who thinks 24 karat magic? Him.
All right.
I can sing
Bruno
the song.
Mars, Bruno Mars.
Yes.
No. Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
Dang. If I were your man. Damn
yes.
it.
When I was.
Yes.
When
Bria's
I was.
Bria's on the board with one. Well done.
Yes.
All right. We're going back a little now, y'all. We're going back to the 70s, 80s.
Uh-oh. Rob.
So, use some context.
Not that you're from there.
This one's the deepest cut we go, okay? Oh, and Jazzy Jones had Bruno, by the way. Jazzy Jones. Oh, and Annabelle Reyna.
And Tara.
Ooh. And Tara. Well done. So we got a three-way tie right now. All right. You'll never find your gold on a sandy beach. You'll never drill for oil on a city street. I know you're looking for a ruby in a mountain of rocks, but there ain't no Coupe de Ville hiding at the bottom of a Cracker Jack box. Boom, 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 boom. I can't lie. I can't tell you that I'm something I'm not. I'm not even reading. No matter how I try, I'll never be able to give you something. Something that I just haven't got. Whoa-oh. Well, there's only one girl that I have ever known, and that was so many years ago. And though I'll never, ever get her out of my heart, she never loved me back. Ooh, I know. Well, I remember how she left me. Okay, no one knows this?
Wow.
No idea.
It's pretty good.
Can you give us a hint?
Yes.
Oh, you said 70s, 80s. It's probably 70s, not going to
80s. This man was on The Apprentice. Yikes. He was also... So it's a competition show on NBC. his name is off of a popular dish at a Italian restaurant.
Lasagna, linguine.
Your name is your buzzer, thank you. And he also... He also only had one good album.
One good album.
I'll give you the chorus now. Okay. I want you, comma. I need you. But there ain't no way I'm ever gonna love you. So don't be sad. Don't be sad, cause two out of three ain't bad.
The chat says Meatloaf.
Chat is correct.
Chat. Meatloaf.
Which Meatloaf song is this?
That's 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad by Meatloaf.
It's oh, 2 out of 3. Okay.
Most popular song. Well done, chat. Chat's winning 2-1. Wake up, guys.
I never heard that song before.
I've never heard it. I don't know why you thought
all
we
good.
Were Meatloaf.
Shazam it. Guys, it's great. You'll love it. It's awesome. All right, now that's as deep as a cut we go. All right. Bringing it back to the 2000s.
Okay.
So tonight, I'm going to find a way to make it without you. Tonight, I'm going to find a way to make it without you. I'm going to hold on to the times that we had. Tonight, I'm going to find a way to make it without you. Have you ever tried sleeping with a broken heart? Well, you could try sleeping in my bed. Lonely. Own me. Nobody ever shut it down like you. Now, the chorus was in there.
was gonna say, is this a pop song? Did you just recite?
And this is a an like, artist who has been a judge on a competition show. She has won a competition show, and there is no one like her. Those are the hints.
Bria. Kelly Clarkson.
Incorrect. Oh, my God.
She's out for sure. She goes in, there is no one incorrect. Like her.
The
like,
chat. Don't look at the chat. The chat has it right now. Don't look at the chat. Oh, she looks. Trina immediately looks.
Trina was like, oh.
The chat has it. The chat has it. Wow. Rob, where are you at?
I don't know.
She doesn't wear makeup.
There you go. Bria.
Oh. Alicia Keys.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding.
Wow.
What song is that, Ryan?
That is Try Sleeping with a Broken Heart.
Oh.
I still heard that.
Number one song of hers from 2009.
Chat, good job. Killed us, as always.
We got one left.
Let's do it.
Okay.
And the tiebreaker if the scenario arises.
Bria, just so you know, the chat's rooting for you, Bria.
The chat is rooting for Bria.
The chat loves you so much.
Wake up, Rob. No.
I'm here.
You're here. All right.
We're rooting for Bria, though, too.
I got to tell you, Jassy Jones is going off. All right, here we go. Final track. This one's worth 2 points. Now I'm standing alone in a crowded room. And we're not speaking, and I'm dying to know. Is it killing you like it's killing me? Yeah. I don't know what to say since the twist of fate. When it all broke down, and the story of us looks a lot like a tragedy now. The end. That's the ending of the song. I'm going to say the last part one more time. Because I'll kind of say it like she sings it. She. Is it killing you like it's killing me? Yeah, I don't know what to say since the twist of fate. When it all broke down, and the story of us looks a lot like a tragedy now. The end.
You said it was a she?
It's a she. And the title was in there.
I'm going to take a wild guess because I don't know.
Please.
Rob?
Is it Paramore?
Incorrect. Good guess. Okay.
Chat's
incorrect.
Got it. Ryan, look at the chat.
Chat has it. Trina.
What do you want me to do? It's my job.
It's all good. All good. All good. Bria, any guesses?
I don't know why I just lost her name.
Rob, any second guesses?
No, I mean, what's her name? The one who sang with Bradley Cooper.
No, the other one.
Not her.
No, who sang with Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, not Lady Gaga.
Movie?
It's not
Lady
Gaga.
Yeah, not her. But the
why
other,
did I forget her name?
Other giant pop star.
Beyonce?
Oh, close. No, not her. It's not
the other one.
It's, okay, here. I'll give, I'll tell you the name of the song. I'll tell both of you the name
Close.
Of the song right now.
Not and, her.
The name of the song is The Story of Us. The Story of Us. And I believe this came out the year. I believe this came out the year she won an Emmy. Not an Emmy, sorry, a Grammy. For her album, and someone came up on stage.
Bria.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Say your name. Is this your buzzer?
Bria. Taylor Swift. Give me my point, Ryan.
There you go. Jassy Jones is like, you got this.
Say your name. It's your buzzer.
All right, this is just for fun. This is one last thing. It's a little cherry on top. Different type of game here for this tiebreaker. I was really hoping we get a tiebreaker. We didn't get a tiebreaker.
But
we're
we'll
still
going
to do it. So this is a different little thing. This is two artists who have songs that mash together the titles. They mash together to form a sentence, in a way.
What?
Yes, so hear me out. So if it was like, for example, let's do an example. If I said like Adele and like Queen, you know, you would think of two songs. So it'd be like Someone Like You, Me, and Dupree, like two titles mashed together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I'm going to give you two artists or groups, and you're going to need to come up with the combined song. The two artists are Lionel Richie from American Idol and the Beatles.
Hello, is it me you're looking for, Bria?
Holy
Wait,
moly.
Okay, hold on, hold on. What was the... Can we, yeah, both tracks? That was one track.
You have to have a Beatles song, too.
Yeah, I have to have a Beatles song.
Joke's on me.
It's all good. It's all good. I like that guess. So, it's not that song from Lionel, but good guess.
Sympathy.
Try to think of a little word that's in both a Beatles song and a Lionel Richie song. Rob, any guesses?
You have to think of a line that's in a Lionel Richie song?
Like a word. Think of a word.
Oh.
Okay.
So it like blends together. I'm taking guesses from the chat now.
Chat, help.
Go off. Lionel Richie.
I have one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that doesn't count because one song is with the Commodores.
Try it.
Hey Jude, you're once, twice, three times a lady.
Oh my gosh, hold on. It's not that, but you have the Lionel Richie song right.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Of course you do, Rob.
Eleanor Rigby, you're once, three times.
No. So they have to have a shared word, remember.
Oh. Yeah,
last word and the first word merge.
But you have the Lionel Richie song. So guys, it starts with three times a lady.
What's...
Ooh.
What?
Meaning the Beatles song has to start with Lady.
Yeah.
This isn't going as smoothly as I thought, so exactly. I think I'll just reveal it and we'll move on.
Okay.
It is three times a Lady Madonna. Thank you guys for playing. I'll try to have a better final Jeopardy next time. Thank you so much.
Oh, there he goes. Thank you, chat, for participating and winning, as always. We will take this off week to try to get better at games.
Try?
No, just like the week off until the next one.
You know? I'm like, whoa.
No, sorry. I meant 6 days in between to try to do better, you know?
Okay, well, since none of us won, it goes in your court, birthday girl. You can take us out to your predictions for next week.
Okay. I think that the Rhino will go because I think that's the only option that really makes sense as far as who the next person would be. I don't want him to go. I'd like to see what he does, but I think that'll be it. We had people in the chat before. I'm sorry, I didn't see exactly who said it, but they were just saying that they still think final two is Frog and the Turtle. Rob?
I would hope that the Rhino goes home next week, but who knows after seeing what's happening over and over again. The astronaut went home and then the kitty, so I don't know. But I would bet my money on the Rhino. If they want to do something wild, shake it up a little bit, they'd send the Frog home. But the kitty, excuse me, the Night Angel and the Turtle are safe. That's all I have. I don't have anything else.
So I agree with you guys. I think the Rhino's going home next week. As far as top two, I think the Night Angel is going to be in the top two just because I feel like they want to have a girl and a guy, a woman and a man, I guess I should say. I just feel that way. I don't know why. I just feel that way. And I hope it's not the Frog that is the one to go because I would like him to be in the top two, but that's just what I think.
That would be really sad.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hope not.
Exactly. Well, you guys, thank you guys for joining us. As always, in the meantime, you can find me on social media at Instagram at Bria Williams _ and TikTok. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at The Bria Williams. Birthday girl?
Y'all can find me at Hey Trina Dong on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me on Instagram at Rob Stilo. That's STELELO.
As always, thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily...